This episode is brought to you by Circa, the podcast about the stories lost in time and how they can help us understand ourselves better. Now, once you subscribe to this podcast in iTunes, you can find out for yourself as you will be taken back in time to learn about how others lived and what they achieved, and of course, how that shapes us today. In today's episode, we talk to a man named Zachary Lovelace. Now, this man also owns his own podcast. That's right, everyone. There's another podcast out there. So you're going to want to sit back and relax, maybe grab a soda, and enjoy episode 24 of the Greenhouse Podcast. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for choosing to listen to this show. You could have chosen to listen to anything else, but you decided to listen to nothing else, absolutely nothing, with us, and we want to thank you. Thanks for joining. Today, we're talking about episode 24 on this show. We have quite the guest today. He is a man who is the creator, the producer, the director, the writer, you name it. He's done it all. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Zachary Lovelace, and he is in the studio today. Welcome, Zachary.
Hey, I am here.
Welcome to the show.
Here I am.
Would you prefer I call you Zach?
Zach is good. That's, you know, Zachary's a little too formal.
Okay. And is it Zach with a K or a double K?
Just a C.
Oh. Always get me with that one, Zach.
I know.
It's the third time this week.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's really nice to be on another podcast.
I know, for real. I want to talk about that in the second quarter of the show here.
We'll get there.
You have a podcast as well. You have all sorts of creativity out there. I know you've dipped.
It's just
dipped into so much.
Beaming.
Like what are those little ice cream cones that you dip?
Dippin' Dots.
Are they called Dippin' Dots? No. Oh, that's the ice cream of the future.
That's right.
Of the future. The dipping ones that you dip in that chocolate. Ooh, delicious.
I mean,
yeah, it's just like that.
Just like that. It reminds me of that episode of SpongeBob.
Oh, SpongeBob. How is he?
I don't watch it anymore.
Okay.
From what I gathered, he was in like the Fry Cook Olympics.
Yeah.
And he became like two banana popsicles, and then Patrick Starr was competing against him. He became like a dipped cone.
But he's a sponge.
But Patrick's a star, so whatever.
Oh, that's true.
Edit this out.
Can we start over at this point? Well, everyone, I want you to welcome Zachary if you can by texting him right now if you have his number and saying hello.
Square cashing me some money.
Yeah, because this is radio and you can't square cash him some money. Here's my Square Cash username right now.
Yeah.
Let me know that you care. Oh my goodness. Well, welcome to the show, buddy. It's good to have you on. Finally, episode 24. But
hey, that's not too far.
Yeah, and it's a good number too.
It is a good number.
It's like the TV show.
It is. This is exactly what I said before we aired. So you just stole my joke.
I took your joke.
You just took my joke. Want to let everybody know that.
That's the fourth time this week. And
hit
he's reminding
subscribe.
Me
hit it right now.
Hit it right now. The podcast episode. Oh my goodness. Well, it's good to have you on, buddy. You know, we used to be roommates, similar to
we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Similar to how I was roommates with Michael and Matthew.
I was there as well.
You were the fourth one.
I was the fourth one, yep.
Or was I the fourth
one? You were the fourth one. I was the first one.
That's true.
But I'm the 24th one, as it is now.
Yeah, well, how's the new roommate experience?
It's good. We've entered into like a contractual agreement between us and God.
Yeah.
That is called marriage.
Involves marriage.
Yeah. Yes. It's awesome. It's great.
That's awesome.
None of the other roommate type stuff. It all belongs to us.
Must be different, man. It's crazy. Yeah, I've been rooming with a white German Shepherd lately.
Mm.
Not my own.
A white German that could have gone anywhere.
A white German, and then there's a pause.
Yeah.
Shepherd.
Well, I mean, there's four paws.
There's four paws. Hey, that's pretty punny, Zachary.
I try.
Ooh. So, speaking of punny, Recently, we've had Ben Davis on the show.
I love that guy.
Isn't he crazy?
I love him.
He's crazy good.
He is amazing.
We had a blast, and that was the beginning of season two.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Season two opener. That was a big opener.
Yeah, and then it was a big opener. There was a big open door. we walked right through it, and then here we are.
Walked right out of it.
We walked right out of it. And then we had Jonathan Baruth.
Yeah, he's like your best friend, isn't he?
He's one of my best friends.
You guys,
but he's
beards
my
like
closest
grow together, don't they?
yes, they have. Over the years, the beard is now, I think it's 16 inches. I think measured it the other day.
Yeah. His or yours?
we don't measure anymore. It's just to that point.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. So, but then after that, we had Garrett Wang on the show.
Nice.
And gosh, the future.
Did you measure as well?
Did we measured? We measured so much. You have no idea. The future is bright with this podcast, man, because now you're on the show, and of course, next week we have, surprise, not going to tell you.
Oh man. Oh, gotcha. I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
All the listeners were on the edge of their seats.
Ooh, almost got him to slip up, too.
I know. So, Zachary, let's talk about something. Let's talk about your podcast.
Sure.
Yeah, because yeah. I know you. We have a... So this episode, by the way, is brought to you by Circa.
Yes.
Circa, I want to just let you know my feelings about the podcast personally.
Sure.
The first time I listened to it...
you didn't leave an iTunes... This is in your iTunes review, isn't it?
Okay, it's going to be partially my iTunes review that I already left. But no, I really want to give my opinion and my review here for the listeners out there to go ahead and give it a listen themselves and try it out. Because honestly, if I enjoyed it, all my listeners are going to enjoy it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, of course. Being honest.
No, the first time I listened to it, I was like, all right, this is interesting. And the more I listened to it, the more I realized the theme. You do a really good job of bringing a story to life, bringing information together into something that can be entertaining.
Thanks.
And I love it. But tell us a little bit about the show and what it's like.
So it is a history and storytelling podcast. I made the mistake of just describing it as a history podcast earlier today.
You don't want to stop writing
history.
It's
not just that. No, it really, there's a big element in there. And you kind of hit the nail on the head with it being a story. Mm. You know, I'm trying to get something across. And the specific theme that's going there is that most people that in the world that I've met don't really like history. Mm. They usually have this argument. They usually say, well, it's not really relevant. Mm. Or they have very simplistic ideas about it. It's like, oh, it's doomed to repeat itself. When really, no. History's so complex. It is the story of humankind, and I find that really awesome.
Yeah.
But on top of that, the main driving anchor to it is that we are all connected. Like, the choices made by me now will affect people hundreds of years from now.
You know,
just doing this podcast right now, wearing the clothes that I wear, speaking the way that I speak, any type of thing that leaves any type of impact, not just in the world around me, but in the people around me. So that is super important. I like to dig into certain historical stories that people think they know and try and pull something out of it. You know, like this is really affecting the way you think of the world now. Really deconstructing people's historical context. Because most people nowadays don't even give two thoughts to that. And so for them to, I don't know, get a different perspective on where they came from and why they think the way they think can allow them to make a better future or make a more... knowledgeable,
informed decisions.
There you go. Informed. Because really, for podcasts, there's not a lot of variations. You're either entertainment or you're educational.
Right.
And so for history podcasts, did a little bit of research beforehand. Some of them, like Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, is like, as it sounds, like hardcore history. It's 4 hours worth of, you know, Genghis Khan or something.
Right.
But it's entertaining as well, but at the same time, it's really for history buffs.
Yeah.
Like I only really geek out with other history people about that podcast. There are some people that just like, you know, facts and knowledge, that kind of thing. But so I try and hit the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know, my episodes are roughly 15 to 20 minutes long. I try and incorporate a lot of pop culture because I really like.
Yeah. And you did great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. To borrow the colloquialism.
That's of this house.
Is that the thing you say?
Well, it's an idiom, but you know, whatever.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to play a quick clip for the listeners to get a little preview of one of my favorite episodes.
Ooh.
Just a quick like 15, 20 seconds here.
Yeah.
Just to get an idea of what an opening
Of course.
The opening act is always my favorite.
I can't wait to see which one you picked.
Yeah. This is one of my favorites.
The year is 1815, and we're off the coast of Sumbawa, Indonesia. Before us, a gargantuan cloud of smoke billows from the island's peak. The black fog explodes into the air 27 miles high, blocking the sun completely. All of the surrounding islands are covered in a dark veil of ash and molten rock. Explosions shatter the sky, booming louder than an atomic bomb and traveling for thousands of miles in every direction. Down the mountainside of the island, a volcanic cascade of superheated air and debris destroys anything in its path, entombing the inhabitants of Sumbawa like those of Pompeii centuries earlier. Our nostrils are assaulted with a smell of sulfur, the inescapable aroma of the Earth's hot vomit. The atmosphere above is dented with smog. The fallout is carried in the wind. The sun will set, outlined in red, as far north as London for the following months. I'm Zach Lovelace, and this is Circa.
I love it, man.
Oh, that's a good one, man.
You know, it really captures your imagination. It really kind of draws you into, like, wait a second. What is this episode about?
Oh, that's very deliberate.
Yeah. I love it, man. So congrats on quite a successful start. I know a lot of people who are already listening to it, just in my workplace and a few other places. I'll be at Publix and I'll be like, which tomato should I buy? And then they're like,
the history of tomatoes.
And then I'm like, you've heard of Circa.
And they're catch like,
yeah.
up.
Catch up. Hey. And I'm like, yeah. So I guess I don't have to promote the show anymore. And then I'll let them know, you know, they're one of my sponsors, and then, you know, hand them a card.
Yeah.
Greenhouse Podcast.
Circa.
What comes around goes around, you know. But yeah, congrats on the show, man.
Thank you.
Hopefully everybody out there, go and listen to Circa. Can you find it on the podcast app?
You can find it on the podcast app.
Awesome.
It's on iTunes. You can also find it on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Is there a website or anything someone could go to?
Yes. My website is circapodcast.tumblr.com, and it just has all my episodes on there. And then actually a review of Star Wars, because I did an episode about sci-fi.
Hey-o.
So I reviewed the Star Wars movie.
That's
right. Spoiler-free, by the way. So just in case you're one of the two people on the planet that hasn't seen it.
Yeah. At this point, I'm not really worried about spoilers.
Nah.
Yeah, that's a big... Like, if you haven't seen that movie...
Yoda comes
who
back.
Who are you? Yoda comes back. Oh, dear God. Oh, my goodness. No, I think a good topic would be dreams.
Dreams?
At some point in the future, yeah.
A history of dreams.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot about dreams.
There is. No,
I mean, I've forgotten most of my dreams.
Oh, this is true. A dream amnesiac.
Yeah, so maybe if you could come up with an episode that just shows me all my dreams.
Oh, okay. Somehow. You should just keep a dream
journal.
The history
of my dreams. Dream journal.
Then, boom.
I don't remember my dreams. That's a problem. Oh, man. Tell you what. That'd be another episode of the Greenhouse Podcast right there.
A spinoff series.
A spinoff series. Yeah. There we go. Oh, my goodness. Hey, are you ready for the next section, buddy?
I totally am. I'm ready, man.
Hey, yo. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where we do a little improv.
Oh. Hit it.
All right. And that's our improv sound.
Oh, wow.
Hey, yo. So in this part of the show, Zachary, we're going to do a little bit of fun kind of making up stuff as we go along.
Yeah. I love it.
So let's find out what our little starting points are today. Yeah, our little props.
Prompts. Prompts.
We also have some props here. I have a...
Yeah, we do have I'm sure somewhere around here.
I have a broom.
Yeah.
Here, hold this. There you go.
Broom handle, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, just set it down over there. All right, so here we go. So I always start with a who, what, and where.
Okay,
so the who is...
What about a when?
No. It's always set in the future.
Okay, all right.
Yep. So the who is that you are, Zachary, the owner of a hardware store.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be a small hardware store, a big hardware store, doesn't matter. And I am a, you know, a customer, someone who walks into your hardware store.
Gotcha.
You know, just whatever happens from there. And then we kind of figure out a way to end it.
Okay.
In just a few minutes.
Sure. So I'm the owner of this store and you are...
Someone
walking into it. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So you ready to do it?
I'm here.
All right. We're going to start this little improv in 3, 2, and 1. Hello there.
Oh, hey, how you doing today?
Hi. Oh, gosh, I'm good. It is snowing out there.
I can see. If you need a shovel, I got a couple.
I tell you, you do? Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a hardware store. Sorry, I was going to Petco.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was just too cold. I had to stop in on the way here. Yeah, I guess I could use a shovel. You know what I could really use?
Sure, what's up?
Some duct tape.
Some duct tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you have the really sticky kind? Let's just say, hypothetically.
Of course.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Sure.
Can I trust you?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you are Zach of Zach's Hardware, right?
It says it on my name tag right here.
That's what it says. And it says you're from Florida? Is that right?
It does say that.
Or is it upside down? Would it say upside down? I can't even tell.
It wouldn't even be English.
It wouldn't even be English. No. Cool. So if you are Zachary of Zach's Hardware,
That's
me. I can trust you.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm about to tell you, this is hypothetical, but if I were to tie someone up with some rope.
Sure.
You have a rope, right?
I've roped.
Okay. And if I was to tie someone up, let's just say, and I needed some duct tape, just because
rope or duct
I don't
tape?
Want them to talk necessarily.
So, okay.
I need rope and duct tape.
Okay, yeah.
But I need some strong duct tape.
Do you need a shovel?
You know, now that you mention it, I might need a shovel. You're pretty good at this.
I'm trying, you know. I'm just, customer knows best.
Well, can you take me over to the duct tape section?
Sure. Okay. So here we are.
Okay.
We have, your standard duct tape, and then you have your super sticky duct tape. And that's just the brand name, honestly. It's not like
I like that one.
Then down here, you got this really, really good brand, but there's not a lot of it. It's not enough to...
It's big, though. It looks wide.
There's a lot in one spool, but there's not a lot in one, I don't have a lot.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have a lot of quantity.
It comes from Thailand.
Yeah.
So.
Thailand. Yeah. That's very interesting.
Some Thai tape.
Okay. Well, let me put that in my basket here. Okay. All right. Got it in my basket. Gosh. Okay. What else do I need? Now, this is hypothetical again.
Well, okay. Sure.
What would you recommend if I was to, need to...
Well, just speaking hypothetically here.
Yeah.
You would definitely want to get some lime.
Okay.
That's just the end of the hypothetical there.
Yeah.
On top of that, you would probably... you definitely would need a shovel.
Right about the shovel.
I just...
You're selling me on
I
the
just
shovel
have to,
already.
I have to ask, is this a hypothetical?
No, it... Listen, I gotta go. Just forget I asked anything.
No, I mean it's snowing cats and dogs out there, man. You can't go out there without a shovel.
If you take this $20,
sure.
I know it's more than what I need for the shovel.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a lot more. I mean, this shovel's obviously only $3.
If you're gonna do something illegal, Mister, I can't let you leave.
Take a $50.
Sir. All
right, I gotta go.
What's that in your pocket? There.
Never mind.
What's that? Stop. Hold up.
Okay.
What's that in your pocket?
It's nothing. I'm just happy to see you.
Happy to see me? I've got a gun.
No!
Under the counter, and I will get it.
Oh, I knew it.
You can't get out of that door fast enough before I blow your head off. You tell me what you're doing with this shovel.
All right. As it turns out, I have to be... Don't tell anybody, okay? I mean, obviously,
I'm in no
position to ask you that.
I'm getting my gun.
I'm just
Here
gardening.
It is.
I just need some gardening
it's
tools.
It's cocked and loaded now.
For nothing. Okay.
Let's play a game of hypotheticals now, okay?
Okay.
Hypothetically, you get on your knees.
You got me. I'm on my knees.
Sorry, I'm prone to laughing fits.
You're laughing. You've got a gun to my face. This was all hypothetical, I promise.
No, you need to put your hands behind your back.
Okay. All right, my hands behind my back.
All right, now hypothetically.
Yeah?
Hypothetically, I don't know how far I can take this.
All right. How about I'm just going to leave.
No, we're way past
Goodbye,
that. We're
Zach.
Way past that.
I'm leaving!
Leaving this earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zachary Lovelace.
Oh, leaving this earth.
Yo, that gunshot in that last moment.
Yeah, I can tell you're up to no good.
I should have told the listeners, beware. This might not be...
This might be graphic.
Graphic. Yeah, this might be a little graphic for children in the age of two.
Nudity, some...
There was definitely a lot of nudity in that.
I wanted to say, hypothetically, can you undo my zipper?
You knew! I would be like, no!
I know the line. I know the line.
That is hilarious.
I only know the line so I can cross it. I don't know it so I can...
You don't know it. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Good times. That was good. That I did not see that coming.
You wouldn't have with my gun.
Zach, the hardware man with the giant gun.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Good
big
times.
Sawed off shotgun. The side of the counter, man.
Oh my goodness! All right, hey, this is the next part of the show. We get to answer a few questions,
sure.
And then you get to ask a couple. So here we go. Questions and answers time.
Oh yeah.
All right, so in this part of the show, everybody, we ask Zachary a few questions. I don't actually ask these questions. The previous guest is going to ask these questions.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you remember who the last guest was? It was
Garrett Wang.
Garrett Wang. And surprise guest, Emily.
Emily.
Yes, she's a friend of Garrett's.
Okay.
Very random.
Just a friend?
I don't know. We never know.
Not that I really want to snoop too much.
No, she was a friend of Garrett's, and she just showed up and was a part of it. It was awesome. So definitely, cool. If you had a chance
to listen to it. I'm ready for these questions.
Yeah, it only aired last week, so this past week. So pretty pretty exciting if you haven't heard that one. Yeah, so here's question number one. Go.
If you could rename yourself to any name, what would it be?
There it is.
Any name. Well, let's see. I would probably go with something, nothing too exotic. Mm-hmm. I'm really a fan of like standard white. No. Standard.
Yeah.
Standard names that aren't too difficult, that can be shortened. Like my name is Zachary. You know, I tell you to call me Zach, that kind of thing. So honestly, I like the name Jim.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go by Jim.
Yo, Jim, you want to come over and grab a beer?
Hey man, I'm totally down.
Yo, how about some snacks too?
I got crunchies and munchies, man. That is me.
Jim. All right, Jim.
Yeah, that's not, I think
Jim,
that works.
Jimbo, Jimbotron.
That was how I would sound if I was your friend as Jim.
Yeah. Like I said before, we're all somehow connected. If my name was Jim, the entire world would be different.
That's right.
You obviously would be...
It's like a parallel world.
A different race entirely.
I don't know. Maybe different from a different
can't see
planet.
That. The listeners can't see that, but exactly. I saw that. You know?
It was very good. Very good observation. Yeah. All right, next question.
If you could press a button and have a voice tell you what your life was going to be exactly like in 10 years, would you press it? Or would you want the mystery to be... what you went with?
Okay, that's a really good
Pretty
question.
Interesting.
Emily.
That's from Emily. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I can tell the difference. I would press it. I would press it because I'm a fan of That's So Raven.
Oh man,
that the time is obdurate. Mm-hmm. It does not move. It does not, or it doesn't want to change. That like even if I tried, it's just like Oedipus.
Yep.
If I was going to try and get away, I would end up sleeping with my mother anyway.
It's true.
You know? So I think I would want to know because, hey, why not?
Why not? Just push it. Take the risks.
Yeah.
Push the button. It's a good question.
Yeah, that is a really good question.
That was a good answer.
Oh, I'd try.
Yeah, well.
Without knowing, you know, I obviously can't prepare too much, so.
And here's question number three.
If there was any superpower that you could have, what would it be? And what would you do with it?
It would be super strength.
Yeah, but what would you do with it?
But okay. I would be a superhero. I would just go around saving stuff, building stuff. I would do whatever I want. I'd make a bunch of money, letting scientists study my body and all that jazz. And or maybe not. Maybe I would just keep it a secret. You know, that's what's cool about Spider-Man is that he's got like this slender build, but he's like super strong.
Yeah, he keeps it a secret and he's a superhero. It's both. You can do both. Yeah.
I could totally do both.
Yeah. And you could awesome. Take your glasses off.
Oh, of course. That's the thing.
That's the only disguise.
Yeah. But yeah, I would just go to like to the roughest part of town. I would pick a fight with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that
or maybe
be
I would become a supervillain.
Maybe both.
Yeah, why not?
Hey,
I could. Well, I'd be the only superpowered person, so I could just
no
do whatever I wanted.
You, man, except for somebody out there. There's always that one person.
What is this, Unbreakable?
Come on. Oh, my goodness. Very good. Well, those are the three questions. But you now get to ask, well, this time we're going to do two questions.
Okay.
We're going to do two questions, yeah.
Am I asking just you questions now?
So you don't ask me questions. I mean, I can answer them.
I'm asking them questions right now.
You're asking our guest of next week.
Okay.
Two questions. And then they'll answer them,
sweet,
honestly,
yeah,
hopefully. You never know.
Yeah.
So what are your two questions that you have for our next mystery guest?
Next guest. So, to begin with, if you could switch bodies or, you know, switch lives with any person, you know, Freaky Friday, with anybody, literally anybody you know, anybody you don't know, anybody that's dead, what doesn't matter, who would it be and why?
Hmm.
I know that's technically two questions, but you'd want to know why.
And why. That's always a, that's okay. You don't, it's not three questions
in
one.
Crafty and type.
I understand. Yeah. All right, so question number two.
Question number two is, you've just assassinated President Donald Trump. What do you do next?
Oh, my goodness. You know this, the last time Donald Trump was asked in Ben Davis had a question. It was so early in the race. He's like, I assumed Trump would just not be in the race by now.
Oh,
time
man.
It aired.
Oh.
So his question was related to Donald Trump. And
hey,
then he texted me. He's like, I didn't realize Trump would be. People probably think I'm really serious.
No, I honestly think that he's going to end up getting the nomination. If not, it's going to be somebody like John Kasich, but whatever. I could go on and on about
it's
that.
It's going to be interesting. You know, it's crazy. Whenever we record stuff, audio, video.
Yeah.
And then we listen back, you know, a year or two from now.
That's why I made
like,
my prediction about Kendrick Lamar winning a Grammy tonight.
Hey-o.
Best album Grammy.
Yeah, and it's probably happening as we speak.
Probably is.
And the recording of this episode was done during the Grammys 2016.
Yeah. And I don't have cable, so it's not like I know.
Yeah, but I mean, you have Apple TV. Technically, it's live for free for everyone out there.
Oh, live for free.
Live for free.
Jeez.
Concurless.
Get to watch rich people get handed golden statues.
I mean, I'm always interested. I don't watch it live, though.
Hey, man, Oscar's so white, I'm totally down.
Let's do it. Hit play. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's pretty much most of the show, except for, wait for it.
What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like?
Shout out to Dane for these awesome sounds.
No, Dane is amazing. Dane
Holla.
Is best kept secret.
I know, right?
County.
He really is. He really is. So what is your favorite place, Zachary? You know, in Atlanta or Georgia? Do you have a favorite place you like to go to? Maybe you and Kate both like us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Favorite place.
Kate's your wife.
Yes.
Just to clarify
to the
listeners.
She is my wife. My favorite place is my mind palace.
Oh.
Yeah,
yes.
Nobody can take it away from me. it's the man.
Do you have a favorite place you like to go to enter that mind palace? Is there a park or a place that you like that maybe I've never heard of?
No, it's literally anywhere.
Literally anywhere. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. The worse the exterior situation, the more I can get into my own brain.
Yeah.
It's the only form of escape that I can actually
have. Do you write your, because I know you're a writer. You know, obviously, mm-hmm. You've done this podcast. And for those who don't know, you write all sorts of other things.
Yeah.
Do you tend to write in your own living room? Do you tend to write when you're out and about at a coffee shop?
Well, actually, at work right now, since it's really slow and I'm the only one that works there.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like working in a toll booth on like a forgotten highway.
We've all been there.
Jeez, kill me now. But yeah, I work when I'm at work, which
right
is
on.
Weird. Every now and again, my actual job will invade my pretend job.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
writing.
Of course.
But
I mean, your mind palace exists in your mind. Eventually, you have to
yeah
step.
That's
out
the only way
it.
I got through high school. Is in my mind palace.
Oh my goodness. Right on, man. Well, cool. Well, that's
yeah.
your favorite place. I love it, man. We'll have to, you know, maybe I'll invite a few friends and come visit sometime.
Hey man, you know, if you can do that, Professor X,
yes.
You know, it'll be two player instead
I'll be there.
It will freak me out for one, but I think I'll settle
what
down
are you doing
while.
Here? Oh man. Well, Zachary, once again, It's been quite a pleasure to have you on the show.
I'm so happy to be on.
I think we met our quota of, you know, keeping it under 30, man.
Yeah, dude, that's
pretty exciting.
You know, that is my thing with Circa, is that you gotta be structured.
Yeah.
And you got a nice little, you got segments. Segments are strong.
Segments, partial.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your dreams for the future of the show? Do you have any thoughts or ideas where you want
for Circa?
Where it might lead? Yeah.
Honestly, no.
It's just something like a hobby type of thing, right now.
Hobby. I would love it if I could get some sort of income going with it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I love telling stories. It's a good exercise for my writing.
Do you have any advice for listeners as far as a writer?
Yeah.
If they want to get started writing or doing interesting
structure matters. That's the reason why you brought up like, oh, you hook you in the beginning. It's like, yeah, it's deliberate. I do that every time. Three act structure. I mean, I don't know. That just helps the story. It's how human beings understand story.
Yeah.
So, you know, I open with a cold open and I hook people in. And that usually doesn't matter what you're talking about at that point. You know, you open with the crappy situation in the, you know, in the TV show, the whatever.
Sure.
You open with that and then you loop back around to that a la Breaking Bad.
Wow.
And Breaking Bad really nailed structure, so.
Oh, for sure. Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I know.
You haven't seen
it? That's what everybody tells me. I know. I've actually seen 3 months and 4 days of TV shows.
Wow.
I track it on an app.
That's ridiculous.
And that's one of the ones that's on my list to see.
Well, you can drop probably 50% of those, because only
this one matters.
Only this one matters. That and Veep. Veep is really good.
All right. It's on the list.
Veep. Obviously, Seinfeld is great.
Oh, I've seen every episode, yeah.
Seinfeld's great with structure, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they...
Even though it's a show about nothing.
But it's really about everything.
It's true.
So,
awesome, man. Well, hey, everybody, Zachary Lovelace right here from Atlanta, Georgia.
In the flesh.
We always love to have Georgia folks right here on the show, on the Greenhouse Podcast. You never know where the show might lead. It might be people elsewhere one day, but for now, it's Georgia.
Yep.
And we're excited about that. Thank you, Zachary, for being on the show. Where can we reach out to you? Can we find you on Twitter or Instagram?
You can email me at circapodcast.whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
circapodcast.tumblr.com.
You can hit me up there, or you can circapodcast@gmail.
Right on.
Hit me in with any type of historical idea. I love a challenge.
Perfect.
Anything that you find interesting, I'll see if I can.
All right. And if there's any other Twitter handles or anything else that you have, this is the moment.
Only love handles.
Oh, love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Zachary Lovelace in the house. It's been a great time on episode 24.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you, Zachary. We'll see you next time, guys, on the Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. We'll see you next time. Hey. I think we did good, man.
I think it was great. Yeah.
That was a fun one.
That was fun.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah,
usually, what does he do?
Who's your daddy?
What does he do?
I usually give everybody a heads up about the questions. I put in the notes, but I didn't really text you about it.
Oh,
sorry.
True.
About
that. No, I'm
very unprofessional. Mm-hmm. What was that one? You heard Scott Szymanski's episode?
No,
his topic was death. He just like, I want to talk about death. And I'm like, all right. It turned out okay, but
improv.
Improv.